This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another week here at the Good Israel of Fairways. Thank you, as always, for supporting Armenian. It fills my heart with great joy to welcome back Reb Berish. Berish, I could say that I missed you all the time. All the time, Mamish. Mamish. How are you feeling? Mamish Baruch Reif Yechaylim. Zahayim Kivinullah. Also, I failed to welcome Reb Sanders back when he came back from Yerushalayim. It's good to have you back as well. If you have to be away, that's the place to be. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lenishmas Basi Bas Rabishlam, Ben Avram Alevi, Peril Bas Ruvain. Also, Lenishmas Dovah Ben Chaim, Lefushalem, Fel Yom Mesh Mechai Sarah, Yaakov Ben Basi Alev, for the Schus of Avram Yom Benish Ben Malk Yudis and family, by Yol Klugman and family, Lefushalem, for Avigdor Aryeh Ben Rivka, Hinda Bas Chai Sarah, Yitzchak Ben Sir Ben Dusha, Aaron Ben Sarah, Rivka Bashir Aleah, Chana Basha Shabina, Moshimei ben Esther Fadl and Meir ben Chaya Sarah, they should have a refuah shleima b'sech shechel Yisrael. And I know Gedalia is outside there somewhere. It's dedicated to, especially today, to Gedalia, the outside of Gedalia's father, Avram ben Gedalia. And the Shema should have an aliyah, he should be a meltsiyasher for his family, for all of us, and all of Klal Yisrael. So now, we're going to talk about, if you remember, we said that there was a tray on the bottom of the stove. So in this case, if it wasn't attached to the Kira, this tray that they called the Chatzar Akira was not attached. Kaisa Mufreshes Min Akira. When the rim around the tray was high 3 finger breaths, it contracts tuma upon contact, and when you dangle a sheretz in its ear space. If the rim was less than 3 finger breaths high, or it was flat, tahira, it's tar. Now let's say the Kira did not sit on the ground. It sat on 3 legs. Pitpute Kira. The legs of the Kira. The Kira sat on 3 legs, which sat on the ground. So, Shloisha Shel Sholosh Etzbois, if the 3 of them are 3 fingers high, so Mitame Bamago Uba'aver, they're part of the Kira, and they become tamei if a sheretz falls inside the area of the feet and the ground between the ground and the bottom of the kira, they become tamei. Pachas mishkan, if it's less than 3 finger breadths, kol shchein ein tameim va'afilu hein arba. And even if it's 4 finger breadths, if it's more than 4 finger breadths, since they would cut it away, then that extra space would not become tamei. Nita lechad mehem, if one of the feet were removed, so now the kirit is on a slant because it's missing one of its props. So mitamim b'maga, the 2 feet become tamei if the sheretz touches them from the inside. But there ain't a matame ba'aver. But it's not matame if it's in its ear space. Divrei Meir. Reb Shimon matar. Reb Shimon says since it doesn't have a function, they're completely tar. Also shnayim, if you made, this was if it was made for 3 feet. Here they made like 2 horseshoe feet on the bottom. Like 2 half circles, so that the oven sat on these 2 feet. So again, in the area, Reb Shimon says, and it, there isn't much information about why Reb Shimon says it's tar, but Reb Shimon, I guess it wasn't the derech to do this, so Reb Shimon was mitar. If these horseshoes were higher than 3 finger breadths, Misholosh Lamatan is Matama Bamago Baver. Misholosh Lamalon, but from 3 finger breadths above, which is not going to be needed, and therefore it's going to be cut away, Matama Bamaga, it still is Matama if the sheresh touches it inside. The A Matama Baver, Divra Meir, Reb Shimon Matar. Reb Shimon says it's tar. Now, what about if the legs, the 3 legs, were not underneath, but there were handles, and the legs were away from the oven? In other words, there was some first earthenware that went horizontally, and then the legs came down, but they were not underneath, but outside. So, I told you, there's 5 parakim about ovens, so we get very detailed into these different types of ovens. Hayu meshuchin min asafa, if the legs were drawn away from the edge of the oven, b'soich shalosh etzbois, if the, the feet that are within 3 finger breadths, that means that they're not further than 3 finger breadths away, mitamim b'mago u'ba'aver. Then again, in the airspace underneath and on the inside of it, it's mitamim b'mago u'ba'aver. Chutz mishalosh etzbois, the part of the feet that is further than 3 etzbois from the oven, metamim b'maga, they contract tuma upon touch on the inside, veina metam b'aver, divra meir, Reb Shimon says that which is further away is metar, it's tar entirely. Let's see what else. Dafyami is at 9, right? 9 o'clock? At 9 o'clock. I still didn't send in the money for Atzala. I hope to do it tomorrow. Anybody wants to give me money for Atzala, they could still do so.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.